Blog Talk Radio.
When I'm down on my knees, you always pick me up, turn me round. So I try to do the thing. I know you want me to when you're around. Take me high when I'm low. So baby, there's one thing I need to know. You're my twin soul, twin soul. There's only
our guest with us from last Saturday, and we've got our timing right today, and she's going to be on with us here for 90 minutes, if I can get her, there we go, got her on with us, is Terry Day. So welcome, Terry, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic, it's great to be here.
Awesome. Well, we had a little bit of a short show last time, so it's like I know we still got tons, you know, stuff to talk about from last time, as well as going forward to stuff from this time. But if you would give people your contact information and all that good stuff, that would be really great.
I'd be happy to. My website is just my name. It's www.terrijay.com. And there's lots of places on my website if people want to email me to set up an appointment. They can also sign up for my email list on the homepage. And I offer all kinds of specials and discounts on readings and free books and all kinds of goodies. So it's great to be on that list, and it's also where you can sign up for readings, too. My email address It's all over there. Anytime you see a contact Terry, you know, place where it's underlined, just click on any one of those. If you want my email directly, it's terri@terrijay.com.
Okay, I'm typing in there. Okay, sounds good. Really awesome. Okay, so how has things been going this past week for you?
I did a medium and more party yesterday that was just incredible. It was amazing. The information that came through for people, just absolutely incredible. There was actually one gal there with her mom, and I'm not mentioning any names, so I'm not breaching any confidentiality because I'm very, very respectful of that. But everyone that would run into her would say, oh, my goodness, it's like looking at your dad. Oh, my goodness. Her dad died when she was just 4 months old. And she was just almost a dead ringer for him, you know, except that she was very feminine. Well, come to find out, and I sat there and argued with my guides about this for probably a good 5 minutes before I got the okay that she was going to be fine with this, because she had had a dream about 2 weeks ago where she looked into a mirror and instead of seeing her own face, she saw her father's face. And,
wow.
And I was just given that he walked into her. He walked into
goodness.
Her after he died because she was young enough that she wouldn't notice. But just an amazing thing. She was so healed by that information. It was just incredible.
Wow, that is awesome and amazing. That is just really cool. Holy moly. I'd kind of heard about that, what they called, I think they call walk-ins. It's like, I believe some old stuff, like Ruth Montgomery wrote some stuff about that, but I didn't know how common or uncommon that kind of stuff was.
Well, I think a lot of people that are institutionalized with mental disorders or emotional disorders, I think a lot of them either have negative entities or they have some sort of a, like, unassimilated walk-in, you know, where they just don't feel like themselves. So I think that stuff can definitely be very more, you know, much more common than we think.
I wonder, yeah. That makes a lot of sense. That makes a lot of sense. Wow.
Well, we have to think about it. You know, it's not really woo-woo stuff. I mean, everything is energy. Everything has a vibration and frequency. So it's just a matter of you know, what frequency does the entity have versus what do we have? And sometimes there can be a huge disparity between that.
Right. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. It really does. Would also explain a whole lot of things, like you said, people with people in different places and spaces where people. Well, I don't know. I think that's gotten to be the new thing for like people who are what they call schizophrenic or you know, multiple personality. You know, that kind of stuff. It's like I wonder from what you said, you know, just how much of that is also, you know, either, like you said, unassimilated walk-in. So it's like, wow, you know, that would, I mean, and do they need someone to, well, I mean, I don't know, I'm trying to figure out how to ask this, but what would happen if they, you know, got around somebody who said, hey, we need to assimilate this person, you know, as a walk-in for you or something like that. I mean, I wonder how much of a difference that would make in their lives, you know?
Yeah, you just never know, you know, and of course some of it is medical, some of it is actually medical, and it's brain chemistry issues, and I understand that, but, you know, even if it helped just one or two people taking a look at that as an option for why they are the way they are or how they got there, you know, all of that can be, pretty traumatic.
Yeah. Yeah, that was, man, that makes a lot of sense. And it's really funny because I think of the coincidental stuff that happens. It's like we ran across, my kids and I are big watchers of YouTube because we don't have TV. So we you know, check out the YouTube stuff. And last night we got to watching this it was a show with this little boy. He was like, I think it was like in Scotland or someplace. And he like remembered, he was like, I don't know, maybe 3 or 4 years old. Anyway, he like remembered, he kept telling his parents from about the time he was 3 years old, about the time he talked about this other life that he had. And it was on this remote island off of Scotland and so on and so forth. And they filmed this whole thing, obviously, and they took him there. They flew him out there to this island. You know, he said he was looking for this house by the beach. You know, you could see, you know, a plane, you know, all this kind of stuff going on. And they talked to the island historian. They did a lot of different, you know, kind of things. And they verified a whole bunch of this little boy's story, which was really amazing. Now, they said they got down some of, they actually found some of the living family members. And they said, you know, if they had their timeline right, this little boy might actually have been like this girl's, you know, brother or something like that. So it was like, you know, but I mean, it was, you know, some of the things didn't jive and they weren't quite sure what to make of it, but there was so much of it that was just, you know, dead on. It was amazing. It was like my kids just, you know, we all just sat there riveted.
There's another story about a boy named James. And if anybody wants to look this up on YouTube, just put in James reincarnation and it'll come up. And it was the same kind of scenario where this little boy, at 3 years of age, was drawing these very, very detailed World War II battles. And his family just, they didn't know what to think of it. And so here he is, this little child, and they're asking him, what's that boat? And he'd say, oh, that's a PT boat. And then he'd say, what's that? He goes, well, that's a blah, blah, blah submarine. And I mean, he was, there's no way he would have had this knowledge, you know,
right,
ahead of time.
That age. Oh my
God. So they actually took him to a reunion of the men that were on his ship, that were in his division. They took him to a reunion, and he named off all of the guys. He remembered all of the guys. And the most bizarre part about it, his name in this past life had been James.
I'll be darned.
So, isn't that amazing?
That is amazing. That is really like, wow.
He recognized all of the guys that he served with.
Wow. Of course, obviously, he didn't recognize him.
Well, obviously not, because he was a young boy. But
right.
You know, that's an incredible story about, I mean, for people that don't believe in reincarnation, I don't know how you could justify something like that when, you know, there it is. He knows exactly who it is.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and it's really kind of interesting too, because I go back to you know, to some of the Greg Braden stuff where, you know, he contends, and just he brought out in that one book, the Isaiah Effect, that, you know, back in the third century there was the Nicene Council who removed, like, you know, 41 books out of the Bible or edited them and so on and so forth and put some of this, you know, information aside for the quote elite and people in power and all that. And he said, you know, he says, if these manuscripts, and I guess he's found a great deal of them, they're not published, you know, by the same author, same time, same place, or anything like that. But he said, if this information were added back into the Bible, it would change the face of Christianity as we know it today. And, I mean, there are, like, at least in one instance of where they mentioned, you know, like, the reincarnation was when Christ was transfigured. It's like his disciples with him, you know, were with him and said, oh, you know, it's fine that we, you know, are here to build, you know, three temples for you or something, you know, for Moses and Elijah and you. And he says, tell the Trinity, you know, tell the vision to no one until the Son of Man has arisen. So I'm like going, yeah, I think there's a lot of stuff that we are missing in terms of information. It's like, you know, we got some bare bones, we got some, you know, good stuff to go on, and it's like, and I absolutely believe, you know, what is there as it stands. I also believe that we're missing some info along the way for whatever reason.
Huh. Yeah.
Interesting stuff. Well, we got a bunch of people waiting to talk to you, whether they're waiting to talk to you about, you know, their critters or whatever. It's like, you know, you guys, as long as you, I don't know if some of them saw the pre-post, it's like Terry is like a pet psychic, medical intuitive, you know, all that good kind of stuff. So she's one of those gals who, you know, talks to the animals, which is really cool.
Among other things.
Among other things, exactly. We'll interview you along the way as we take breaks in between people, but let's start out here with area code 941. 941, you are on live with us.
Hi, my name is Carla.
Hi, Carla. How can I help?
Hi. I would like a reading on what I need to know or what you perceive is coming in my very short near future for me.
I'm getting that you're torn or pulled in too many directions. It feels like you're trying to make other people happy instead of yourself. So what I'm seeing is that you need to decide what it is that you want and then just become a magnificent manifester, okay?
Okay.
Make sure you read watch the movie The Secret and decide what it is that you want and don't aim too low because you're an incredibly powerful woman. Mm-hmm. There's no reason why you shouldn't have everything and anything in life that you want. There's no reason.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just really important to know that you can manifest it and get your vision board done and have on there, I feel this life and I love it, and then just go to town manifesting whatever it is that you want in your life.
Okay. Okay,
but be really clear about it and make sure you're not, tuning into the negative, I don't want this, right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to have the negatives. You want to make sure it's all positive stuff.
Okay.
Thank you. But you're gonna do great. And the other thing is you need to know and understand, and I don't know if this is for you or for someone around you, but you need to know that all health issues are caused by stuck negative emotions. It's issues in the tissues.
Mm-hmm. I know that, yeah.
Okay, so energy healing cures everything. It's real mm-hmm. important to know that.
Okay, well, thank you.
All right, sweetie, take care.
Okay.
All right. Awesome, Blossom, and amazing. You're so quick with those. That is so cool.
It's really funny. I have to try not to be rude because I'm getting the information as they're asking me the question, and it's like, bleh, bleh, bleh. I don't want to just blurt it out.
It's like she's getting the sunshine. You're getting the information so fast you can't keep up, and your angels are going, blah, blah, and you're going, okay, I can't talk that fast. Slow down.
I know. That's the most frustrating part.
Cool.
Or if somebody asks you one question and then wants to go to the next one, they have two questions, and the first one is blah, 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 and the second one is, and it's like, wait, no, one question at a time.
Right. It's like, hey, let me answer your question before you ask it. It's like, yes, okay, and then what else did you want to know? Oh, wait, no, okay, here's the other one. That's funny.
Oh, God, thank goodness my friends are tolerant because they'll just start thinking about something and I shoot them the answer. They just start thinking about it.
That is way cool.
And I'll say, oh, that happened last Tuesday. And they go, what was I going to ask you? And I'll go, well, you were asking me when I was going to do this thing and I already did it. Okay. Wasn't that it? Well, yeah. That's pretty
cool. Wow. All righty. And we have area code 310 on with us.
Hello. Hi there.
How are you? Who is it?
I'm doing, my name is Mindy.
Hey, Mindy. How are you?
I'm doing great. Happy to be here this morning.
Well, how can I help?
Well, let's see. I'm so open to the process about receiving the messages that you were just saying, but my focus is about a business that I'm launching right now.
Okay. And what's your question about it?
The movement of it is, I have to go back now and represent to them. So wanted to know if my message is clear on what I need to give to the actual buyer.
Yes, but you have more power in this decision-making process than you think. A lot of times
uh-huh.
when we're relying on someone else to make a decision, we think that it is totally under their control. Well,
uh-huh.
it's not. We're magnificent manifestors. So see
right.
and hear and feel the positive response that you want to receive.
Mm-hmm. That's
wonderful. Believe in it yourself. So
mm-hmm.
that it's not even a surprise when they go, sure, we're on board. It's not even a surprise. You're not even delighted because you knew it was going to happen. You follow me?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I do.
So you already want to see past them being positive about the project.
Mm-hmm.
You want to make sure that you already see them going, of course, we love this. Okay?
Yeah.
Because otherwise, you know, that actually helps take away your wondering and get you out of that fear mode of what if, what if, what if. And there's so
mm-hmm.
many people that, oh, I swear every other word out of their mouth is what if, what if, what if.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want to. It's not part of my vocabulary. You know, for me lately, the word of detachment is a power word. So
yes.
Your comments to me have helped me refocus on that. That is what
Don't be attached to the outcome.
Right.
Even though you really are, but try not to be attached
sure.
to the outcome. And the other thing, too, you have such incredible blessings in your life. And
thank
you always get what you want or something better. So,
wow.
You know, when we don't get one deal, there's a better one around the corner.
That's beautiful. Thank you for reminding me. Because for me, as I'm moving forward with this manifestation, I really want to be of service. So it's sort of like, this is just the manifestation of the coin so that I can be of service. So help me
right.
get there, show me the way, get me there fast.
But the big thing is everything happens in God's time.
Mm-hmm.
So having patience and being in surrender is probably your key word, let go, let God.
Yeah.
Honestly,
But I still need to do the work. That's the thing. You can't just, you have to do the works and let go and let God, but you do still need to do the work. And that is the actual task, and that's what I'm up to right now. Forget about everything else. See the outcome, beautiful outcome, but I've got to get the work done. Yes.
Right.
I'm just going through this. Yeah. Uh-huh.
You can do the same thing with seeing all the work already done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's the same thing. You don't want to look at the pile ahead of you and think, oh, God. You just see the work all done.
Yeah. That's a very great reminder.
Yeah, that can happen with big things and little things. It's like I don't have any patience when I'm doing things like redecorating my house. And it's like I want everything right this second. And it's not going to happen. So it's a matter of prioritizing and then also being opportunistic that when something that'll work falls in your lap, you go, oh, there it is. I can use that, right?
Mm-hmm. Do you receive anything from your guides in terms of, I've been working on this for 3 years, so I think I've got the lesson about patience. I've got the lesson of carrying on and do the best that you can do and clear message.
The only thing that I would say you need a little more work on
mm-hmm.
is believing in yourself and knowing you deserve this.
That's cool. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's cool.
Also, figure out what you're going to do with the abundance.
I'm going to call you. No.
Okay.
That was a joke. To be able to do the work with the abundance, I really have thought about it in my heart. Even as a little child, I always wanted to be of service to other children that don't have their voice. That's my goal. I don't know how it's going to look yet, but that's what I want to do.
It's a very, very admirable
yeah, yeah.
goal.
Yeah, thank you. And
you're
you were terrific to do that reminding right now and helping me manifest because I've got this document that it's not like a writer's block, but you know when it presses forward, when it's just going to be channeled, and I know, I've been trying to do it for the past week, because I just came back from the UK, and my business is going to be launched in England, so it's been a week, and it's just 3 slides of a PowerPoint presentation. I can't get it done.
Well,
so
see
See
them done. Feel them
yeah.
done, what they look
mm-hmm.
like done, and then just go into gratitude. Thank you for helping me get these done. Thank you for helping
cool.
me get these done. Thank you.
Yeah.
Really? And it'll just flow then.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. I'm going to go to my favorite coffee bean and just take my computer and just get it done.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. Thank you
very
much
care.
For being here today. Take care now.
Okay.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Awesome. I like that bit about the favorite coffee bean. Cool.
A little bit of coffee never hurts.
Totally. Especially if it's healthy stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. All righty. You want a little... One little break, or you want to keep going? It's like we've got lots more to go here, and a lot of people are just lining up to hear you.
I love doing readings, so just keep them coming.
All righty, keep it cranking. All righty, here we go. Okay, let's have a blog moment now. Area code 512, you are on with us.
Hi, good afternoon. How are you?
How can I help?
Hi, my name is Denise, and I had my partner of 17 years died 6 months ago, and
sorry.
I wanted, it's been really tough. I came home and I found him gone, and my cat was here also during that time, so it's kind of a two-part question. I want to see what you saw around me in regards to him, and what can you tell me about what she went through that weekend, since she can't speak other than just meow at me.
So, the big thing I'm getting is you need to clear your space, because there's a lot of stuck negative energy that your partner shed off when he passed.
Uh-huh.
Okay? So you need to clear the stuck negative energy with Epsom salts and Everclear, and you burn it. And we talked about this last week a lot. You use a cup of Epsom salts and 5 to 7 tablespoons of Everclear or denatured alcohol, and you put it in a 4-quart saucepan, and then you light it with a fireplace lighter, and you put on oven mitts and start at the lowest level of your house, and then you circle each room, okay? Because the only thing that I'm picking up with the cat is that the garbage is there, the negative energy garbage dump that he shed off when he passed and returned to be pure positive energy. So that's the only thing that needs to be done, is you need to clear the house.
What was that cup of, what was that again?
A cup of Epsom salt. And 5 to 7 tablespoons of either Everclear or denatured alcohol.
Okay.
And you light it on fire, and be careful because it goes poof when you light it. And, fumes light first. And then you very carefully. Very carefully, you put on oven mitts and you walk through your house and you clear the negative energy.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. It's interesting. You said the lowest level because I'm in a two-story home. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I'm like psychic. Oh, my God. So you start at the lowest level and then work your way up. And basically what happens is it transmutes all that negative energy into positive energy.
Okay.
So that way your house feels heavy right now.
Mm-hmm.
Feels heavy.
Can you connect with him in order to tell me anything?
What's his name?
Ronnie.
And what did he do for a living?
He's a dentist.
Oh, my goodness. And how old was he?
56.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
He never resolved his heart issues, meaning that he never let go of anger and lack of forgiveness in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm.
So that's probably what killed him.
But
what I get when I tune into him is, I get his, what I would call his true nature, and he's just so funny and so silly and just really a lot of fun. And he just wants you to know that how special you were to him, and that he always loved you and will always love you. Okay?
Yeah. He, you're talking about the negative entity, I believe he had one from fairly early on, as a young boy. And I wonder if there's anything left behind like that. And my cat sees things, and that was the other part, was like, what, you know, that he had passed away. And, you know, I was just, I always wondered what she saw when she was here alone,
well,
before I returned home.
She would have seen his energy leave his body. The animals are much more receptive and perceptive than we are.
Mm-hmm.
So she would have just seen him, seen his energy leave his physical form behind. She would have seen that for sure. But now she's kind of being, I want to call it slimed by the negative energy.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll see her sometimes for no reason. She just scampers a little bit, just a little bit.
Right.
Like, you know, like she's stepped in something, and then she's fine. So once you clear out your space, you'll notice a completely different feel in the house. And it really has nothing to do with him, but you certainly don't want to leave that negative energy just hanging around. You can clear your space from it.
Okay.
And my deepest condolences is lost.
Oh, thank you. It's been.
If you want to, you know, obviously, you want to go into an in-depth discussion about him, I'd be happy to do a reading for you. And I'm cheap too. I'm only 40 for a half hour and 75 for an hour, so I'm really cheap.
I couldn't catch your web address to go to. You were saying earlier.
Oh, it's just my name. It's www.terrijay.com.
Okay, perfect. All right, thank you
right.
so much.
Take care.
Okay, I'll go.
Awesome. All right, and I reposted that in chat, and that helped. There, Day, who was also reposting stuff, was like, "Yeah, very cool." All right,
okay.
Our next person up here is a Skype caller. This is Gemini Diva. Gemini Diva, you're on. There we go.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. What's your name?
My name is Tamla.
Tamla, and how can I help?
I was calling because I'm at a crossroads. Like, I'm just trying to do more of what I'm supposed to be doing spiritually, as far as integrating it with my work. So, can you tell me what you can pick up in spirit for me?
Well, the big thing is there you shouldn't have a supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's no supposed to. We're here to experience life, have joy, make mistakes, learn from it, and go make new mistakes. Because every time we grow spiritually, we cause the expansion of the universe. That's why we're here, okay?
Okay.
So don't put any obligation on you other than for you to just have joy. Because the more joyful you are, the happier you are, the more contagious it becomes, the higher the vibration you maintain, the more people actually benefit from just being around you and with you.
Mm-hmm.
So don't get on this thing where you feel like you have to push yourself to be enough. You already are more than enough.
Okay.
You don't have to work at being perfect.
Well,
you know,
I wasn't working so much on that. It's just that right now I'm trying to, I'm going to change my wording because maybe I'm saying it the incorrect way. I know I have gifts, and I'm just trying to fine-tune it to put it in its proper place where it needs to go so I can help people.
Well, I would really strongly encourage you to go into energy healing.
Okay.
Because that's where you can do the most good. And it's
okay.
very, very It's very easy to do, and you have incredible right brain talents where you're really great at visualization and intention.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's what I would encourage you to do, is to do energy healing, because you
okay.
get to you witness miracles on a daily basis then.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you so much.
And there's some good books I could recommend. I like Deborah King's stuff. She's got Be Your Own Shaman. The other one's called Truth Heals, which is one of the great books on medical intuition. But, you know, the science of energy healing is changing so much where you don't even have to know what's wrong with someone. You just find the things that are not a vibrational match and get them up to speed. So
okay.
It's really changing. It's changing dramatically.
Okay. Thank you so much for that information. I needed to hear that.
All right, sweetie. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Awesome. That is just awesome. Yeah, loving you today, man. I'll tell you what. That is just so cool.
She's going to be a great energy healer.
Cool. Very cool. All righty. Moving on forwards here to area code 916. 916, you are on live with us.
Hi, this is Diana in Sacramento.
Hi, Diana. How are you?
I'm great. How are
so
you?
How can I help?
I just wanted a song, something to sing that would be high energy. I don't have a computer. I could ask you when my computer's coming, but instead of that, because my computer was stolen, and so I need to be getting into a vibrational match of the new computer here. Do you have a song?
Just give thanks for it. Just give thanks for your new computer.
Well, I do. I have that. I already have that on my dashboard, my rainbow of giving thanks for the new computer.
Yeah.
Is there a song? No, I wanted a song. Something that I can actually sing to get me into the high vibrations.
I would recommend that you chant.
Oh, good. Good, good, good. Okay. How about the Nam Renge?
Yeah, Nam Myoho Renge. Oh, that's a killer one for you.
Okay, that's it. I'm gonna read Nam Myoho Renge. Say it again.
Nam Myoho Renge Kyo.
That's it? Nam Myoho Renge Kyo?
Kyo.
Is that good?
Kyo. Kyo.
Nam Myoho Renge
Kyo.
Yes. Yeah. Oh. Nam Myoho Renge. Renge-yo. Okay, I got it. Thank you.
K, Y, and O all at the same time. Kyo.
Oh, okay. So it's Nam Kyo?
Nam Myoho.
Nam Myoho. Renge.
Renge. Kyo. Kyo.
Okay, I wrote it down. So I've got it.
Got it.
Thank you.
Got it. Yeah, just chant because that's going to, and chant about all the joy you have about all of the things that are coming your way.
Yes, I'm going to make more. Thank you, Rainbow, since I've listened to you today. Thank you.
Awesome, awesome, really awesome.
I'm trying
to get that one.
Well, if you have a computer, you can actually go online and listen to Gongyo and Daimoku. Daimoku is saying Nam-myoho Renge Kyo over and over again, and Gongyo is the different sets of prayers that you do, that you chant, when you have this kind of a practice. And it's really funny, but when you remind people that it's been in at least two television movies that I know of, it was in Beverly Hills Cop, and it was also in What's Love Got to Do with It, where that chant itself really helped transform Eddie Murphy and also the gal who played Tina Turner.
Wow.
It's a very powerful chant.
Neat. Very neat. Okay. Wow. I'm going to have to Google this or something. Yeah, figure out how to spell it. Okay, and onwards here to our next caller is area code 612. 612, you're on live with us.
Hi, how are you guys doing today?
Great, how are you?
I'm doing well. My name's Jordana. I am calling for, can we ask about anything?
Yeah, the only thing I won't do is police work.
Okay, well, that's not it. So it's okay. I knew that.
Go ahead. Are you there? Hello?
Jordana? Oh, I don't know. We lost something there. Oh, no. Let's see. Okay, something or other here. Wow. All right, Blog Talk managed to drop our host here. So let me see if I can... there we go. I think we got her back. Okay.
Happened, Kelly.
Wow. You got blogged off. Holy moly. That's the first time I've seen that one go for a while. Gee whiz.
Yeah,
they logged
that was
you off.
Weird.
Yeah. Man, it's like, okay, I think, Jornetta, are you still on there? 612? Okay, I'm not seeing anything. It's really weird because it's showing that she's her mic is live. It's showing we still got her on here, and I don't know. Maybe she got her phone muted or something. Jordana, hang on there, and I'm gonna go ahead and put you back in the queue. It's like we will come back to you. Wow, I'm really not sure what happened there. That was really really weird. Okay.
No.
Anyway.
All
yeah.
of a sudden it was fun.
Oh, my heavens. Yeah, that was very different. Okay, and we have another one here, area code 8. Whoops, and this thing is bopping on me. What in the world is going on? Okay, area code 843. We're going to try to get them on here. It's like for somebody else gets blogged off. 843, you're on with us. Hello? Okay.
Hello.
This is, like, really different. Okay, 843, you're on live with us. Wow. Okay, guys, we are, like, losing sound or something. We're not hearing you. So I'll come back to you guys. You know, don't be bugged if you hear it say, you know, mute, not mute. It's like, I will come back to you here. It's like we're going to keep on going down the line here until we can find somebody who can hear us. Okay, let's try area code 617. 617, can you hear us?
Hello?
Hey, how are you?
Isn't that something? You can hear me.
I can hear you. Yeah, we can hear you. We couldn't hear the other ones. It's like, oh, my goodness, what happened? I don't know.
It might have been that prayer.
No, that's good. Oh. Thank you, guys.
Might have overloaded the circuits. I know what you mean. It's like you popped off some of the electronical circuits and
yeah.
just like, and we're not going to work.
That's, that's power. That's
yeah, I mean
really
it's pretty powerful. So maybe that's what did it. Just popped it off the air. Just an energy overload.
Yeah,
exactly.
Well, I don't know what that would say about me.
How can I help
you? You were strong enough to stay on.
I know. Thank you for taking my call. My question is in regards to the creative side of my spirituality. I'm really being moved towards creating jewelry that has healing infused in the jewelry. And I don't know how to go forth and create this. Do
well,
I wait on
spirit?
Well,
it's very simple. You have to expand your ability
mm-hmm.
just your thought processes to know and understand that everything is based in intention.
Okay.
So if you just create things and think about the best and greatest good or the greatest and highest good or the most healing good
mm-hmm.
or what's in the best interest of whoever wears this.
Okay.
Just that intention can change it.
Okay.
And here's the other thing that a lot of people are not aware of, is that people who are in this field go absolutely batshit crazy over stuff that is chakra-colored.
Yes, yes.
So it's purple, dark blue, light blue, green, yellow, orange, red.
Yes.
And in that order, you know, it has to be in that order. Or you can go from red to purple. But the thing is people that are in you know, doing this kind of work, love chakra stuff.
Okay.
And you can't get it. It's almost impossible to get. And then when you do
really?
Find it, it's very, very expensive. Yeah.
Wow.
Some people will make jewelry that is just for one chakra at a time.
Right, right.
You know, just the color of that chakra.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, I like the whole thing.
Exactly.
I like the whole thing. I'm always getting accused of of doing rainbow stuff, and people ask me if I'm gay, and it's like, no, that's chakra stuff. You know,
oh,
I have nothing against that, but it's chakra stuff. It's chakra colors, not rainbows.
That's true.
You know, it's just
that's
funny.
Yeah,
but I always wondered why I was always attracted to rainbow colors. Anything that was rainbow, I wanted it. You know, when I was a kid, rainbow shoelaces. And I never knew why. And it's because I resonated with all the colors of the chakras.
That's very true. I'm just surprised. I'm just surprised that there isn't anything out there. I don't know. Maybe the universe was waiting for me.
Well, maybe. You know, find a need and fill it. That's the secret to getting wealthy, right?
Yes. Because I feel very strongly about this because I love, that's the creative side of me. And I'm like, how can I use the creative side of me but also have that spiritual element to it? And jewelry.
Here's the other thing. People do not realize the power of intention. And Wayne Dyer's got some great CDs and books on it. It's just incredible.
Mm.
But if you think about what God is love energy with the intention to create.
Right.
That's it.
Right.
So intention, huge, huge, huge. So if you just hold the jewelry when you're done or as you're creating it and say, I am so grateful for the healing power of these stones or whatever you're putting into it.
Okay.
And, you know, and here's the thing. If you advertise it as having healing properties, you could be giving people something that just the placebo effect could heal them.
That's right. Yes.
Doctors don't understand why the placebo effect works.
Yes.
And it's because everything's based on intention. And if you tell your body, I'm so grateful you've healed, guess what? The body heals.
Well, that's very true. I agree with that. I truly agree with that because, you know, I can put my hand on my knee and just put, you know, thank you for healing. I get up the next morning, I have no problem with my knee.
That's right. And knees, ironically, the issue with knees is an unwillingness to move forward.
yes, exactly. But I don't have any problems with my knees now. I really don't.
Well,
I don't have
there
any
you go,
because
you're
knees.
Moving forward.
Moving forward, absolutely. Absolutely.
The other thing, too, that I want to tell you is be prepared to go big. Be prepared to go big.
Wow.
And you're going to have to do the designs and potentially have someone else manufacturing. So make sure that you can give that up because then all you have to do is put your intention into the jewelry once it's finished.
That's true. Very true. I mean, what comes in my mind, I mean, I can go out, you know, I'll go for a walk and just the designs and symbols as to how I'm going to create this jewelry, just, I mean, it's overwhelming. I mean, it's like flooding in. I know the type of stones I'm going to use, and it's just wow.
That means that you are actually receiving that information.
Yes.
It's not coming from you. It's coming through you.
Mm-hmm.
So just stay in appreciation and get busy.
Okay, I will. And you know, when I put my catalog together, I'll send you one.
Oh, I'd love to have one.
Okay.
The chakra stuff. I love chakra stuff.
Absolutely. Thank you so very, very much.
You're welcome, sweetie. You take care.
You as well. Blessings to you.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Awesome. Very awesome. Well, we get a little break here. It's like I'm going to definitely ask you some other stuff about joints. But in the meantime, we're going to keep going forward because, man, this is like Alice in Wonderland, you know, and quick and fast they came at last and more and more and more. You're getting a flood here, Terry.
I love helping. I really do. I really love helping people.
That's awesome. As you can tell, man, they obviously are just bringing it. It's like, wow.
The last gal that was on, I want her to go to Jared online and look at the multicolored jewelry that they have online at Jared. And realize
J A R E D or J A R R O D or how do you spell that?
A R A D. No, J A R E D.
J A R E D. Okay.
They have stores here out west, and they sell this multicolored jewelry, and I go crazy for it, and then I'm always telling them, no, this is in the wrong order. And they go, what? And I go, it's in the wrong order. It's supposed to be purple, blue, light blue, green, yellow, orange, red. And I say, and then you don't have red, or you don't have yellow. And they'll say, what are you talking about? Well, the chakra colors. Well, these aren't designed to be chakra jewelry. And I said, but they should be. If they were, I'd buy them. You know, they're clueless.
They're clueless, I'm calling.
Yeah. So yeah. Look at the stuff that they have, and look at that as an incredible market, you know, to market
right.
the design to them, because they're
right.
they're going to be chakra, and they're missing it. They're multicolored, beautiful multicolored stones in all of their rings and bracelets and stuff, and yet
right.
not one freaking piece of the right order.
It's directly in the right order. Oh, my goodness. Wow. Okay, so, yeah, that the previous caller is still there, so it's like, there you have it from Terry. It's got go check that out for sure. Okay, now we got area code 505. You're on.
Hello, how are you doing? Thank you for taking my call. My name's Patricia.
Oh, I'm honored, sweetie. How can I help?
I have a question. I met a gentleman, and I'd like to find out how it's going to pan out, if this is the one, or should I slow down to wait for another, because I just wanted to find out, you know, I just don't want to make any mistakes with this one. It's going really well.
Well, really,
but I wanted to find
down.
Out what Spirit says.
What you really need to do is slow down. You said it yourself. Okay? And the big thing that I want you to look at is there's a wonderful, sweet, sweet part of you that is saying, I hope I don't get hurt. 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 And here's the thing we have to remember. When we go into relationships, we must know that every single relationship that we go into will end. And the only unknowns that we have are quality and quantity. Those are the only unknowns, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So we have to know that if we want to love, we're going to get our heart broken. And it's like you're wanting this unwritten guarantee that it's going to last when there is no such thing. As humans, we must be really good at the grieving process and understand that it is just that. It's just a process. It only becomes a life or death sentence if we make it so, okay? So
okay.
What I want you to do and what I'm going to encourage you to do is to make a list and put it on your vision board of what it is that you are seeking in a relationship. You want to put, I'm in a loving, committed relationship with a wonderful man who loves, honors, and cherishes me. He is, and then you describe him, happy, sexy, balanced, wealthy, clean, cooperative, funny, kind. And if you want my attraction traits menu, email me. I'd be happy to send it to you. There's no charge for it, okay? And then that way you have on your board exactly what it is that you're looking for. I was in a great relationship, what I thought was a great relationship, when I did my what's on my vision board, and he happened to be over, and I went, I can't see you anymore. And he said, why? And I said, because I just did my vision board, and you're not on there. And he said, what do you mean? And I said, well, I put what I wanted in a relationship, and you're not on that. And he goes, let me see that. And sure enough, he agreed and left. So you really need to be sure about what it is that you want, because you're going to manifest either what you're pushing against, like I don't want this and I don't want that, or you're going to manifest what you're saying, yes, I love this about a guy and I want that in a guy, right?
Yeah, and I have done that, and this man came into my life, so I just wanted to find out. I know this is, you know, the manifestation, I guess. I just, at this point, I'm not so much afraid of him hurting me. I just don't want to hurt him because he's a very sensitive person.
Who isn't? You just have to go slow.
Yeah.
You just have to go slow. And the other thing is you have a tendency for self-sabotage. So that's your own belief about yourself. You have to love yourself enough to know you deserve a good relationship, a great relationship, okay? So that you're not in self-sabotage mode. And the self-sabotage mode in this instance is wanting to go too fast.
Okay.
So
yeah.
Just enjoy him. And it's really funny, but it's almost like I want to tell you, treat him like he's one of your gal pals. Treat him like a girlfriend and don't talk about shoe shopping. Do you know
okay.
what I mean? be his friend.
Okay.
Okay? And it really, oh, my God, it just takes the pressure off when we're just happy, happy-go-lucky, we have no expectations. Oh, man, guys go nuts over that. They do.
Okay.
When there's no expectations and we're easygoing and whatever you think, oh, that sounds like fun, let's go do that. And then just be open to doing and trying all kinds of new things.
Okay.
All right, all right. Bye.
So slow down and go shoe shopping.
Well,
all
just,
right.
I mean, really, just treat him like you have too many shoes anyway. But just treat him like, you know, like you would a girlfriend. No pressure. There's no pressure for anything with a girlfriend, is there?
No.
Except maybe to go shopping.
Okay. Well, very well advised. Thank you.
All righty. Take care.
Bye bye.
Oh, awesome. Okay, let's see. We're going to go try and get this one. Somebody messaged me and said their smartphone kicked him off. So it's like, we'll see if this is our smartphone caller. 843, is that you?
No, it's not. This is Kimberly from Myrtle Beach.
Oh, okay.
Well, hey.
Well, we got you.
We'll
we got you this
way.
Time.
Okay. How are y'all?
We're just fantastic. How can I help, sweetie?
Yeah, I just want to know about advancement in my career. I've been teaching for about 9 years, and I'm moving to Atlanta, Georgia. And I've applied to teaching jobs also in different counties, but I've also applied to some jobs that are outside teaching, and I'm really more interested in those. And I'm just wanting to know if that's the right path for me.
It's whatever makes you happy.
Okay.
But there's no right or wrong. It's whatever
okay.
blows your screw up, really. So you do whatever it is that makes you happy. And here's the thing. Employers, when they're looking for educated people, oftentimes they don't care what that education's in. So you have to not feel as though you have inadequate skills or abilities. You're incredibly talented.
Okay.
So you can do whatever it is that you want to do.
Okay.
And the other thing is I don't know why I'm getting this, but I'm getting the fact that you could be doing some consulting.
Hmm.
And okay. I don't know what in. So it feels like it's still in the teaching realm. It may even be like curriculum development. I'm not sure.
Okay.
But just, you know, if you give thanks for the guidance, you'll receive the guidance.
Okay.
Okay, give thanks
okay.
for it as if you've already received it. But don't set any limitations on yourself. You
okay.
know, figure what your salary is right now and what you want it to be. You know, that you want to go up so much, right?
Right.
And then to say, I'm so grateful for my new job that pays me that incredible salary. That's all you have to say. And then just be open to receiving those opportunities that come your way.
Okay.
Really, don't put any limitations on it except what makes you, you know, what makes you happy, what gets your juices flowing, yeah?
Okay.
I never realized how dirty that was. No, I mean creative juices. I'm just being
right,
honest.
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh, yeah, that's what we were talking about, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So that's what I would do. Just be a magnificent manifester.
Okay.
And the other thing, too, I want to spank you when I tell you this.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God. You are enough. You are more than enough.
Okay.
Stop thinking you have to be more. You are
okay.
loved by God, a 10 on a scale of 1 to 10 right now. That will never, ever change. So stop feeling as though you must be good enough for God to love you.
Okay.
You hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Hey.
I do. I do.
And I love you. I love you, too.
Thank you. I love you, too.
You're welcome. Bye.
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 And 12 hugs for the day. That's one thing we... found out a long time ago, as they say for children, it's like they need 4 hugs. People need 4 hugs a day just to survive. They need 8 hugs a day to maintain where they're at, and they need 12 hugs to grow. So hugs to people.
Well, I think I just want to set up a hugging booth at the rodeo that's coming up.
That's for you. You'll get a lot of takers.
I know. I would be tired, but I would give hugs to raise money.
Oh, cool. That would be neat. Oh, goodness. All righty.
Donate all the money.
Oh, there you go. Hug therapy. You know, I think they wrote a book on that. There was a kid's book called Hug Therapy. It was really cute. All righty. Area code 850. Let's see if... Oh, there we go. Okay. Now we got you.
Hi. How are you? This is Sally.
Hi, Sally. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you? I'm Isabel in the chat room.
So how can I help you, sweetie?
I'm calling about my little dog. I'm very intuitive and a medium, and we've been having a lot of spirits hanging around lately. And my poor little dog, you know, when he sees them, of course, he gets very, you know, starts barking and all of this. But we've been having a problem with him with itching and a skin rash, and we've done everything for him. And he is very sensitive and intuitive, and I'm just wondering if this is related to what's going on with all the spirit activity.
Well, what I'm picking up is not positive stuff. A lot of it is negative stuff,
mm-hmm.
low vibration stuff. And a lot of people don't have the discernment, this is not criticism or judgment on you, as to, are we talking about a negative energy garbage dump that somebody shed off when they passed, or are we talking about the person's spirit that is on the other side that we can still communicate with? And there has to be that differentiation. A lot of people don't. They get negative stuff and assume it's the dead person that hasn't crossed or is stuck or whatever. So we have to be really clear about that.
Well,
it could very well be
my husband's friend died his best friend died 3 days ago, and he's been coming around, and his itching has been worse since then, and his friend he's been communicating with me. He's very upset because he, you know, it was such a shock, and I don't think he's realized.
Okay, well, we have to stop there a second. I'm going to tell you why.
Mm-hmm.
Stop and think about this. Everything is energy. There's
right.
only two kinds, positive and negative, love and fear, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If you are picking up on anger or frustration or being upset or something from a dead person, it
mm-hmm.
is not the spirit of the dead person. It is the negative energy garbage dump that they left behind. Because
right.
if we had people on the other side that were upset, it wouldn't be frickin' heaven.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't
no.
be.
Right.
Okay, so that you're just picking up on his negative energy. So it's really important for you to make that differentiation, and potentially because you're dealing with energies and entities, clear your house with Epsom salts and Everclear.
Yeah, I'll do that. I'd never heard of that before. I've used other things, but I hadn't heard of that particular thing.
Yeah, sage never works. It just
yeah.
doesn't. I have a lot of people get mad at me because I say that. And I go, well, if sage worked, why did we come up with Epsom salts and Everclear? You know?
Mm-hmm. Well, I just have had the feeling that his friend is still hanging around, that he doesn't want to go yet because he's upset.
Oh, that can't be. No, no. Oh, my goodness, no. You're picking up on his negative energy garbage dump. If his
mm-hmm.
last thought was, oh, shit, I don't want to die.
Right.
Then what you're picking up is on his negative energy. It is not him. Everybody
mm-hmm.
goes to the other side. They go to the other side right away, and everybody is perfectly happy. I get so pissed off when I see people like on Facebook, on the pages that I'm on, and their mediums, and they say, oh, I just did a session where I helped someone to cross. And I want to scream at them, BS. That is not true. You are bilking people out of money.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody doesn't cross unless they're in a coma, persistent vegetative state, or have Alzheimer's or dementia. Those are the
yeah.
people that are stuck, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So what you need to do is just disperse the negative energy that he's left behind that you're picking up on. So that's what's really important. And the other thing, too, with the dog, to get back to the poor itchy dog, is allergies are very common with pets. It's an overactive autoimmune system. So what I would do is talk to your veterinarian about some prescription medication. One of them is called hydroxyzine.
Yeah, we've done all of that. I'm a nurse, and my husband's a physician. We've done all of that. You know, he's currently on steroids, but we've tried every thing like that already.
You tried hydroxyzine?
Yes. We have. We've tried all of those things, and nothing has worked.
Well, the other thing, too, is then you have to just go to steroids and figure you're dealing with quality of life issues rather than rather than quantity, because it does shorten their life. But the other thing, too, is that, you know, make sure that the, I don't know if you have to use, flea and tick medications. A lot of those actually kill the dogs. You have to be so careful with them. So, you know, look at the other preparations that you're having to use on the dog for, you know, fleas and ticks, because a lot of times those cause problems themselves. So I think if you clear the energy on your in your house, and knowing how sensitive your dog is to energies, that things are going to change a lot.
Okay, I'll try this other method. I didn't have the feeling that there was an I am very aware of energy, and I did not have the feeling that there was bad energy here.
If you're picking up on frustration or being upset from a person that has supposedly passed, and you're picking, that's negative energy, because it's not true. You know, everybody crosses. So if you're picking up on this anger or frustration, you're picking up on his stuck negative energy. Okay? Because it just can't. It's physically impossible, and I mean that from a physics standpoint, that everybody is returns to being pure positive energy, so nothing negative can go to the other side, so all that negative stuff gets shed off and left behind. Okay? Nobody needs help crossing. Nobody's stuck, except people that, you know, are their physical body's shut down and their spirit is still attached to it, right? So nobody needs help crossing. If you're picking up on aggravation or frustration from what you perceive as being a dead person, I do not doubt one minute that you perceive dead people. I don't have a doubt in my mind that you can do that. But it's very, very important to know you will never get anything negative from someone who has passed. If you do, it's a misconception that it is them or their spirit. It is not. You're picking up on their negative energy garbage dump. And, I mean, truthfully, that's what causes hauntings, is that stuck negative energy.
Right.
So maybe clearing the space using Epsom salts and Everclear is really going to help the dog, because if the dog is going, oh, my God, that guy is here, he's driving me nuts, and he doesn't know what to think. He doesn't know that it's not really a person. And it can be strong, especially if it's somebody that's very upset or angry or had a lot of, you know, anger or whatever before they passed, you know, it can always be like that.
Right. Okay, well, thank you.
You're welcome. You take care and have a great day.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow, very clear.
I have to put my soap off. I get that, so I do.
Oh, goodness. Okay, well, we got one here that she got on, she got bumped off, and it's like we got her back on here, and this is area code 612. 612, you're on with us.
Hi, guys.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I'm so sorry about before. I have a smartphone, and sometimes my face puts it on mute, and I don't realize it. And then my lock pad activated, and I got locked out, so I apologize.
Oh, no problem.
So I actually have a question kind of regarding my career. I own my own business, and I love it, but for a while I've been considering going to get a diploma in baking and pastry just because I really have a passion for baking, and I'm going to be opening up a restaurant in the next 2 years. I'm just wondering if you see me being able to put it into my schedule, because it takes like a year to complete, and it's Monday through Friday, so I would have no flexibility to continue traveling, and I'm considering starting in September. I'm just wondering what you're getting from that.
To me, it feels like you just have to prioritize what it is that you want to do.
Okay.
Okay. The other caution that I will give you is 85% of all restaurants that open fail.
Oh, no, I'm well aware of that. My family owns like 6 different restaurants, so I've been in the industry for a while.
That is fantastic. But what I see you doing is just providing the baked goods. And I don't know why. And it feels to me like that's something that you can do in your own time now.
Right. Well, I'm actually starting a franchise. Our restaurant's going to be a healthy fast food restaurant. So
it's incredible. It's very badly needed.
It definitely is. I'm huge on obesity. I'm really health conscious. So all of my baking I want healthy but really good baked goods. Like, it doesn't need to be gluten-free, but I want it to be healthy. And so that makes sense in a way. I mean, I will be sending all the franchises all of my baked goods. But at the same point, I also want to oversee all of the recipes, because I'm going to be the one putting all the recipes on the menus.
Right. As far as going to school, it's really funny, but I see a tune-up needed, just a tune-up on the business aspects. I see that as being more important than actually figuring out the recipes. It feels to me like you can collaborate with someone to get the recipes that you need that are going to be healthy and yet delicious. Okay?
Right.
So it feels to me like
I said absolutely. I mean, but I don't want someone else creating the recipes. I want to be solely doing that. That's my issue.
Look at your goals. Look at your goals, okay? Because you have to figure out which ones are coming from ego, which means easing God out, and which ones are coming from just your own personal desires. Because the ones that are coming from ego are the ones that will bite you in the butt. Okay?
Right, okay.
So the thing is that you can achieve your goals a lot easier and a lot faster through collaboration. So you have to decide what it is that you want. Is it that you want to make gobs and gobs of money, or that you want to start a revolution about health food, or what is your goal? And the bizarre part, too, about a lot of obesity, just so that you know and understand, is a lot of it is caused by molestation in early childhood.
No, I was overweight as a child, so I'm well aware of that. I went through it. That's why I'm so – I'm already in the health industry. I'm in multi-level marketing, and my business is – we're the number one weight loss company in North America right now. So that's why I'm so passionate about it.
Right, that is fantastic, and I really admire you for what you're trying to do, too. So
thank you. Hopefully.
Yeah, but the big thing is that figure out what it is that you want, and also you will get there a lot faster if you collaborate. And I feel your resistance to that. I feel your resistance. So you have to
I am, because this is like my baby. I mean, I went to business school and I have a master's in business.
Sure.
So, and I grew up in the restaurant, so I do have a lot of hands-on. But I already have multiple partners, so I don't want to give more of that away, because this is my part in the business. I'm not running the business. That one of my other partners is doing that.
Okay, well, here's what I'm being shown very, very specifically. Is that you have enough credentials and credibility and knowledge that you have the internet at your disposal for recipe creation.
Right.
That you don't need school for it.
Okay.
Let's figure out what your goals are and get you there. Okay?
You have the
internet at your disposal. You have crossed your I's and dotted your T's, and you know exactly what it is that you want. Go for it. And the thing is that you don't need extra schooling to do it. It's not going to be holding you back, because you have the whole internet at your disposal to help you with recipe creation.
Right, of course. Okay.
Really, it's a lot easier than you think.
Okay, well, that sounds great. I guess I'll look more into that.
Yeah. All right, sweetie, you take care.
Thank you. You as well. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye. All righty. So that was the one we got there. It's like, yeah, she wrote in there and said, yeah, my face muted me on my smartphone. I'm like going, wow. bad to have your phone that smart. I got a dumb phone. Thank you, God. No.
Alrighty. I had a friend that did that all the time. Every time you'd be talking to her, all of a sudden you couldn't hear her.
Yeah, exactly.
Her face her smartphone wasn't that smart, really.
It was over smart. mute. It's like, okay.
Yeah, all
righty. Area code 857, you are on with us here.
Hi, good afternoon, ladies. How are you?
We're just fine. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for asking.
How can I help, sweetie?
My question is, I kind of just need a life makeover in general, but really specifically more so in career. I was fired 2 weeks ago, which I'm okay with. I don't like how it happened, but I'm okay. Like, I'm okay with it. Professionally, I kind of need to just wake up and love what I do. I've been toying with the idea of opening up a communications firm, and I'm just wondering, does this breakthrough happen? I kind of need it.
Well, it's really interesting. The guidance is being very, very specific. And the guidance is go out and get another job right away. Now, the nice thing is getting fired was a big wake-up call, like you said, but it is now kind of shaking you, and you're saying, you know, I don't think I want to be doing this the rest of my life. So this is waking you up and giving you ideas for opportunities for yourself and your own business. But it's important for you to stay financially solvent by continuing to have a job working for someone else while you work on and put your dreams together.
I don't have it in me. I really, really, really don't. I don't have it in. I've been working since I was 14. I'm 35. I'm tired. And I'm tired of working for other people. And then I get this idea, oh, well, I'll work. I'll get up and I'll work every day. And then in my free time, I'll work on my own stuff. It doesn't happen. I don't have it in me.
If that has been your experience, then you just have to bite the bullet and go to work. But you have to have enough behind you to help finance the operation, too. Because most people don't plan to fail. They fail to plan when they're putting a new business together.
Okay.
If you can find someone that can help underwrite you while you get going, and most businesses don't go into the black for the first 3 years. So it's really important to make sure that you've got enough that you can, you know, survive on until things start coming for you. No matter what you do, you're good at it. You know, you're really, really good at it. So it doesn't matter what you decide to do.
The issue is I don't have it in me to just take any job. I don't.
I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that, sweetie. What I'm saying is go manifest a perfect job. Go manifest it. And all you do is put on your vision board, I'm so grateful for my wonderful new job. Seriously. And you'll make it happen. If I can get rid of a wheel three doors down, anybody can manifest anything.
I have a vision board. Perfect job is on my vision board, but the perfect job on my vision board is my own business, not working for somebody else.
Okay, so the question you have to answer for yourself, you don't have to answer it for me, is can you get by financially until you can make that business happen? That's the only question you have to find an answer to then.
And I have the answer to that. But
okay.
If I do have to go and work for somebody else, I need to know that the job that I'm doing is somewhat relevant to what I'm going to do, and it doesn't take me away from, like, it's not something completely different in a whole different industry. It has to be something that's relevant for what it is that I want to do professionally. I feel like for
me, I don't know why, sweetie pie, I don't know why, but you're actually seeing why you can't do it instead of looking at why you can't. So really look at that part of it. You know, how do you get your mind wrapped around the fact that you are incredible and successful and powerful and you can do anything you put your mind to? That's where you have to get yourself in the right position so that you're bringing all of the right things to you. So if you need to put on your vision board, I love my new job, which is leading to my new career. There you've got it, right?
Right.
And you don't. Here's the big thing that a lot of people don't understand is that you don't need to know the how. You don't need to know the how of how something's going to happen. You just have to focus on the end result. That's the hard, just focusing on the end result. I love my new job. My new business is going fantastic. Whatever it is that you want, focus on it as if it's already happened and give thanks for it as if it's already happened. Okay?
Okay, but here's my question about needing to just, this is where the block is when it comes to just having to have a job. Like, I don't mind working. It is what it is. Do I mind working and loving what I, and needing to love what I do? Absolutely. I've been working for 20 years not doing that. I'm tired. My issue is, all I'm saying is that I would like to be in an environment that kind of, so if I'm going into event planning and marketing and catering, I ideally like to get a marketing job. For a company that I love, I'm in love with the ideals. Like, I need that to feel purposeful. I had an opportunity to interview for a position that was well in the 70s, but it was a personal assistant position, and I just couldn't see myself giving that much time to somebody for the money when it's like, this is totally not what it is that I want to do every day. And I'm pretty sure that I would have landed a job, but then my life would have been dedicated to somebody else's vision.
Yeah, but what if instead of looking at that person as a boss, you're able to look at them as a mentor?
But I would have been giving up, I would have been on call on weekends. I would have had to go in on weekends. I would be on, like, on holidays when the person called. I would have to be responsible. I don't want that.
No, I understand. I can't work anything but like a regular shift, so I understand that. The thing is that just because you get one interview and are offered one job and it's not something that you want doesn't mean that there are no other jobs out there for you. Just be a magnificent manifester. You know how to do this. And I'm not telling you just take any job. I'm not telling you that. But be a manifester. Be excited about your new job or your new career, whatever it is that you want to do. There are no limits unless you believe there are. Right?
Right.
So all you have to do is change the way you look at the world, and the world changes. I don't know who said that, but it was really good, huh?
Just very. Well, we do have a couple other callers. Terry is going to be back on with us. It's like maybe we can, have you call back in, next Saturday, or else get a hold of her in between time and, kind of think over what she said, maybe come back and listen to this in archives and see if you can, make some sense maybe out of what she's saying there. Does that make sense?
Thank you.
All right,
take Alrighty, care. Well, thank you for calling in. All righty. Yep, we got a couple of them here that are going, are we going to get on? Oops, go ahead.
I don't have my magic wand. It's in the shop.
Just all right. Okay, 401, you are on with us.
Hi, thank you so much.
I'm trying to work in the field of healing, and I'm do astrology and tarot. I just got certified in Angel Card, and I want to see what you see in terms of manifesting. I actually have written a business plan and want to start slow, doing it more from home and versus opening a shop, so to speak.
What I'm seeing is you need to just get out there. And I don't know why, but I'm seeing you in someone else's shop. I'm seeing you in someone else's shop for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get your feet wet. So I don't know if there are those opportunities near you.
Yeah.
Okay. And the other thing, too, which is really fun, is to do readings in beauty salons. If you can find a beauty salon that wants you to come in and do readings.
I also do reflexology, and I've considered doing, you know, in going to a beauty salon and marketing it that way.
Yeah, whatever works. You know, just think, it's not even a matter of thinking outside the box. It's like, get rid of the damn box. Right?
Absolutely. And just having trusting in the confidence in yourself and keeping your consistency. And I think I run a little shy in the consistency at times. Like I do tend to get overwhelmed with the energies around me and tend to pull in.
Yeah, but the other thing, too, is you're easily distracted.
Okay.
Get into something, and then you think, oh, wait, I have to go. Oh, wait, I have to go. And it's like, so you need to just stay the course. If you were in school, I'd say that you get a C for not staying on task.
Yes, I do. I do not disagree with that. I get, just astrology-wise, that Aries energy, yep, it just my Aries moon. I get bored easily and move to something else.
Right. So you have to figure out if you're gonna get distracted, then make yourself a note that says we will return to working on this in 5 minutes. Right.
Okay.
Go take a break, do something else, and then come back. Make yourself a note.
Renew.
You know, to remind yourself of what you were working on.
Okay. I'll just have to be very more diligent and methodical in my training of myself.
Well, and it really comes down to discipline. You know, and self-discipline is lack of self-love. Because if we really love ourselves completely, then we treat ourselves great, even if it means working out instead of having dessert. I
right.
mean, it truly is the most loving thing to do is to have self-discipline. Okay?
All right. Thank you so much. Thanks for taking my call.
All right.
All right. Thank you for hanging
All
in
right.
there. All right. Call us back. Alrighty. 208, you're on with us. Quick. You got about a minute. We got a minute for the person behind you.
Okay, hello. I was wondering if I have a dog named Ruben, and he has been whining quite a bit. My name's Misty, by the way. And he's been following me around everywhere. Do you pick up why he might be whining quite a bit? He's 11 years
How
old. He's 11.
He feels to me like he's got some pain issues. I think a trip to the vet would not be out of order.
His hip?
Okay. And you know, get him to the vet, have the vet evaluate him. It's even better if you can find a holistic vet who can potentially do chiropractic on him and help him with joint issues. Okay?
Okay.
He's also losing some of his sight and some of his hearing, so he's feeling a little lost.
Yeah, we kind of know that he's blind.
Right. So I was being kind. So anyway, but that they get very anxious when they lose their some of their faculties. So your job is to make sure he maintains quality of life. That's the important thing, okay?
Okay.
All right, so you take care.
All right, thank you. You too.
All righty. And we got the last 60 seconds here for 604.
Thank you. Thank you. I wish I had more time. I won't discuss. I'll just ask and let you speak. Man, I'm seeing. I love him so very much. And I worry about trust, though, just because I'm insecure that way. Does it feel like there's trust for him? His name is Brian.
And how long have you been with him?
A long time. It's getting more and more and more serious. So we've been talking about marriage, and I guess that's another thing. Will he be moving in with me?
The big thing is that if you have trust issues, it won't work at all. So it's really important to address the trust issues, and you have to address them because they're your problem. Okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right, sweetie.
Okay.
Take care.
Hey, thank you, and lovely listening to you guys. And I picked up the same thing on that dog. It's a chiropractic thing. He needs a massage.
Yep.
Cool.
Thank you.
All righty. Well, thank you, guys. And, wow. Terry, I'm going to say it for you. It's like www.terryj.com and terry@terryj.com. It's like get a hold of her, and we're going to have her back again. And we got to go. So we will talk to you guys.